I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1240, The Unexpected Blessing of Wordle. It was after a Saturday night church worship practice that I saw Janaige in the back of the worship center, looking at her phone with a smile on her face, and she typed a brief message, and then she looked up and said, "My friend just texted me her Wordle result today." And I said, "What's Wordle?" And she showed me. And in case you don't know, Wordle is a daily word game that involves trying to figure out a five-letter secret word. You play by guessing five different letters to see how close you are to the secret word. And when you submit a guess, you get six chances. When you submit a guess, the game will tell you how close you are by your guess with a color code. Well, from that day to this day, I'm hooked. I play Wordle every morning, first thing. You're probably thinking, okay, but what in the name of Melchizedek's mother does that have to do with T2G? Thanks for asking. Let me tell you. As you know, T2G is about love, the two greatest commandments, loving God and loving others. And the point of Wordle is sometimes we can love in tiny, small, trivial, minor ways that can make a difference. So it's not the game, it's the connection that matters. Every day when I finish my Wordle, I text my results to Janaige and John, my pastor friend in Castle Rock. Now, the results you share don't give away the word of the day in case they haven't done it yet. It just shows how many times it took you to get the right word. And here it is again. It's not the game. It's the connection. Wordle is just a tool to connect with friends. It's quick, fun, and it's daily. It's consistent. It says, "I'm thinking of you. I'm in this with you. We can do this together." And it got me wondering, podcast family, if we're looking for, aware of, or participating in other small, seemingly insignificant ways to be in community with people around us. Some people might share a Bible verse of the day, or they text good morning to a loved one, or they work out regularly with a friend. I was talking this morning with Pastor Sean, who gets up between 3:30 and 4 every day, goes to the gym to work out with a buddy. That's commitment. Some people may watch the same TV series and talk about it, or read through a book at the same time, or attend the same church service and make a point to sit together, or they share a joke they've heard by texting that joke, or they have a regularly scheduled coffee so they can catch up with each other's lives. What about you? Are you getting the idea? I want you today to see the small, tiny, almost throwaway habits of connection and reconsider the value they hold for strengthening the bonds of love and friendship between people. Here's the great question. What is one small way that you regularly connect with people in your life? Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, today we come before you with hearts overflowing with gratitude for the precious gift of connection. We thank you for the small and tender ways in which we can connect with those we hold dear in our lives. We're grateful for the kind words exchanged, the laughter shared, the inside jokes that bring joy to our hearts. In these moments, we find solace, understanding, and a deep sense of belonging, knowing that we are cherished and valued by those you have placed in our lives. Thank you for technology, too, that allows us to bridge the physical distance that may separate us. Whether through a phone call, a video chat, or a simple message, we can instantly feel the love that transcends our physical boundaries. We're also thankful, God, for the shared moments of prayer and reflection, where we draw closer to you and each other, united in spirit and in faith. In these small ways of connection, we experience the profound love of God. Thank you, Lord. You have gifted us with the ability to touch each other's lives in meaningful ways, nurturing relationships in seemingly small, insignificant habits. May we never take these for granted. With hearts full of thanksgiving, we lift our prayers to you for the precious gift of connection in all its small and significant ways. In your holy name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1241. In the meantime, I'm not trying to convince you to play Wordle, although it is fun, but I am trying to get you to see that there are no meaningless moments in our lives. They all matter, and they all either draw us toward love or put up a barrier to love. Look around and see the minor ways that you can connect with people in big ways on a regular basis. I see it in the unexpected blessing of Wordle.